Been lots of rain around Mackay with Sundays. I just feel like it hasn't bloody ended. But now I've seen a couple of news stories that there's maybe three systems that are brewing. The monsoon is apparently about to fire. Nitso from Weather IQ is joining us this morning.
Yeah, mate, please tell us that we're going to start slowing down on the rain instead.
Now, boys, before we get going, I hear this from Mackay folks all season so far. So I did some study. 14 extra days of rain.
Well, that'll
rain
be a first.
Season.
He did some study, everybody. Can we give him a round of applause? Hang on, there we go. Sorry, continue.
My uni lecturers would be proud of me. 14 extra days of rain this season. So, yeah, it has felt like it's never been never-ending rainfall. But we've actually seen less rain than an average wet season so far around Mackay. About 60 millimetres, or between 50 and 100 around the Mackay area, less than what we normally see in an average wet season.
I'm calling BS on that one. Sorry. Did you carry the one in your mathematics or what?
Yeah, maths was the tricky part of my degree.
This is where you fell over.
Basically, we've seen a lot of rain days, so a lot of annoying rain days, but not much rain in each one of those rain days. So it has felt like the rain has been never-ending, but we're not actually getting as much of those high-end rain days. You know those ones where we're flooding out for a couple of days?
Yeah.
We're not getting any of those this season. So it has felt certainly like it hasn't stopped raining, but, not as much rain per day.
Is this a wetter wet season than last year, or are you saying last year's was wetter? Because I felt like last year was nothing compared to this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, but see, last year you ended up getting some really big days, and those you only need a couple of those to make your wet season, you understand? So so this year we've had a lot of days where we've had 10 mils, 5 mils, 40 mils, 30 mils, and eventually it's sort of adding up, getting closer to average. But last year we had a couple of big 200, 300 millimetre days, and you could spend a whole month of rain days at 10, 20, 30 mils a day before you catch up to those two big rain days that you might have had last year. That's how it sort of works. So definitely been rainier, but not as much rain per day. And so the totals haven't been quite up to scratch yet.
So that does make sense. Like if you're having like a couple of days of really heavy rainfall and a lot of it compared to stretched out rainfall over a certain amount of time.
I just want one day so I can actually go out and mow the lawn.
It's ridiculous. Is this going to get even wetter? Because I saw something about the monsoon firing and they're looking at, one news story had three potential lows, one in the Coral Sea, one around Northern Territory, one out near WA somewhere.
Look, we've got lows everywhere. So the first one's going to be just off Mackay today. It's going to be about 400 k's off the coast of Mackay today. We're going to see that one probably stall just that around there. And we'll get a few showers. Most of those are going to be offshore. We're going to continue with the gusty winds for a couple of days. There's another low that's developing up near Thursday Island, Bamagawe, and that's going to push out towards the southeast into the Coral Sea. Don't worry about that one. That one may develop further, but it doesn't matter because it's not going to affect any of us. Then there's another one that's about to hit Darwin. That one's going to come into the Gulf, and then it's going to move south through the Gulf and then possibly back to the Northern Territory. That's the one that might start to bring in a fair bit of moisture into the North Tropical Coast, the Herbert Burdekin, and the Mackay with Sundays. That's the one that might start to give us a bit of rain next week. But there's a lot of, with those Gulf systems, they're pretty erratic buggers, so we don't really know a week ahead of time what they're going to do. But we're pretty confident south and then back to the Northern Territory, and with that, it'll open up a bit of an easterly flow onto the coast, which will drive a fair few showers onto the Mackay with Sundays region. But listen, we're not looking at anything big like, 200-300 millimetre days coming up anytime soon with that rainfall. We're just talking more of this stuff that we've had this season, right? A lot of showery days coming up and that sort of thing. But that's all we're looking for. There's another low also in Western Australia. It's not going to affect us, but it might become a cyclone in a couple of days and just sort of muck around off the coast there.
You've been busy this season, haven't you? You've been busy.
This was a dry wet season and a slack wet season. I'm going to enjoy my trip to Greece this year.
Very quickly, next year, we're looking at the markers are out already. Is it going to be a dry wet season, wet season next year? What are we looking at?
Look, our models at this early stage are pretty ordinary when it comes to looping further ahead. But it does look as though the El Nino is breaking down. And then it also looks like we might be heading into the opposite end, which is the La Nina, which is what we've had for the last 3 years before that. They're the sort of years that give you those 200-400 mils in a day over a couple of day type rainfall rates, right? The El Nino tends to do this. It gives us sort of drier weather, but lots of potential for showery days. The La Nina is where the serious rain happens, and that does look like it could be coming back next year, but it's still a bit early to speculate too much.
Right. I hope you haven't gotten that information off the bomb, otherwise it's going to be on the opposite, the complete opposite.
The driest wet season ever. All the info, weather, IQ, Nitzo, as always, thanks for joining us, mate. Appreciate your time this morning.